You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The final hour of the final day of SEC Media Days starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is a special edition of the Rob Brown Show presented by our friends at Ingles Markets. Love the prices, love the savings. We appreciate Ingles for being our title sponsor for this week. It has been a tremendous week here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you again to the Southeastern Conference for putting on an absolutely incredible event. They pulled no punches, spared no expenses in putting this event on, and it has been a privilege to be here for the last 4 days as we inch ever closer to football being played football season. Right now we're just in football season. It is football season. I care not what you say. It is football season, but we inch ever closer to actual football being actually played football season, and we're looking forward to that, but this is a heck of a way to tease the palate just a little bit. We're going to get Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC on in here in just a few minutes. He told me during the break that Kentucky has got a couple of folks, and he's got a couple of interviews that just popped up for him. So he is going to join us either towards the end of the program, or I'll record something with Chris later on in the day, and we will run it during tomorrow's show, because I'm sure quite a bit of tomorrow's radio program will be reacting to everything that is happening all of the 4 days that we have been here. I will tell you, Lonzo, if I didn't need much more of a primer because of this event, but I will tell you that they have turned on the TV. They got a big TV, because right across front of me is the Greatest Moments Theater. It's an exhibit here at the College Football Hall of Fame. It's a big old TV mounted on the wall and a set of bleachers in front of it, like stadium bleachers set in front of it. And all this TV does when it is on is loop through some of the greatest moments in college football history dating back to the inception of the game. They went and found old footage of games from the 50s and 60s and 70s, and it runs all the way up through today. And down on the bottom of the screen, as the clips roll, they have a timeline of college football's greatest moments that scrolls across the screen as these moments pop up. There are moments on there like Boise State knocking off Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl and the proposal afterwards. I am currently watching the kick six when Auburn knocked off Alabama in the Iron Bowl, when Alabama tried to kick a walk-off game winner and Auburn fielded it under the goalpost and returned it a buck 06. to win the game. The clip that they showed before that was Appalachian State's upset win in the Big House over the Michigan Wolverines. That's why I stopped talking, because I knew it was coming. They are showing right now Florida State's national championship win in 2013 over Auburn when Jameis Winston threw the touchdown pass into the end zone and scored on a walk-off. Like, they have been rolling this. Now, it's been off the last couple of days because, again, the College Football Hall of Fame has been closed to fans for these 4 days, and so, therefore, they did not have most of, as a matter of fact, Clemson's 2017 national championship, the pick play that wasn't against Alabama, is now on this screen. They have been – they've had this TV off the last 3 days for whatever reason. They have it on and running today. And I have been sitting here, if you're watching our stream, which you can join at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube or Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. If you've been watching the stream, you've noticed me continue to look up and off to the left. It's because this TV has been rolling, and man, as I sit here, now we got the Alabama 2018 national championship win over Georgia with the long touchdown pass. That was a game that we were going back and forth from Tua Tagovailoa to Jalen Hurts. They're just showing these moments. And I got to tell you, great one, as I sit here and I watch these moments, Cincinnati's win over UCF where the dude caught the touchdown in the corner went into the stadium. The young man from Nebraska, when Nebraska did the spring game and they let that young college football fan, who, if I recall correctly, was battling cancer, come out and run for a touchdown. They are showing now UTEP and Rice when they put in their student manager who had been with the team for a long time and he got the chance to play in a game. Now they're showing the end around that Clemson won an ACC title game. Like this, I've just been watching college football memory highlights for the past, what, I guess, coming up on 3.5 hours now. And, man, it's just I don't understand anyone who doesn't love the game of college football, right? Like, I'm an NFL guy, I'm an MLB guy, I'm an NHL guy, I'm a soccer guy, I'm a hockey guy. But there are things that make all of those sports different, unique, and special. And I fully believe in my heart of hearts that college football, what makes college football special more than I think any other sport, what makes college football special is the people and the passion that they have for it. And so to watch all these memories that, you know, that like, you know, the University of West Florida Argonauts aren't showing up on this clip. But to watch all these different magic moments from college football and remember as a fan, not of the two teams playing in any of them, remember the different places that I was, the couches I was on, the bars I was in, the games that I was at, whatever, to watch all of these memories and how they play out and to have them bring back these memories for me as a fan, dude. Like, college football is just special, and the off seasons are long and arduous, but being inside of 50 days left until South Carolina and Virginia Tech get us kicked off in Atlanta, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, dude, there's a vibe in the air, man. There's a vibe in the air that's just unmatchable.
So even if you didn't think it was football season, having that in front of you, that's gotta
game changer.
Yeah,
game changer. I mean, it's just, again, like, now, right now, they're running through clips. They just showed Jadeveon's Clowney's hit on the Michigan running back,
which was my screensaver for a really long time,
dude. I mean, they just show it from that. Actually, I've never seen the angle. They just showed the angle. Well, let me rephrase that. I haven't seen the angle in a long time. They just showed the angle from the back of the running back going towards Clowney, and I actually I remember talking about. Obviously, it comes up every now and then, but I think my favorite part about that play is not just the hit, which obviously in the context in the game with the fumble that was overruled and replay didn't change it, and it should have been a South Carolina ball anyway, and then Clowney does that. That's not even my favorite part of the clip, and it just, whatever reason, like, sparked it in me. I just saw that hit from the angle of the camera behind the running back going towards Jadeveon Clowney. And what's incredible about that play, if you watch it again, is when Clowney gets into the backfield, he is angled at, pointed at, and on a heat-seeking missile pattern at the quarterback. And he recognizes handoff. And he the angle, at full speed, the angle changes to the running back. Like he, a lot of guys in that position would stay locked on the quarterback and go contact through the QB because it was such a quick handoff. Clowney recognized the handoff, saw it was not going to be a play action, it was not going to be a pull. It was a handoff, changed his angle by 9, 10 degrees to the running back at full speed, never lost a step before he delivered that hit. Like, I love football, college football, because of the pride, the pageantry, the tradition, all those things we talk about, the dancing girls, the marching bands, yada, yada, yada. But I also love the game of football. I love the little intricacies in football. And when you see a guy at full speed break through an offensive line, recognize handoff, and at full speed change his angle from attacking the quarterback's numbers to attacking the running back's numbers, do it at full speed, and then deliver a bone-jarring hit like that one. Like, those are the little things in the game, the X's and O's in the game, that I just get obsessed with and make me love it that much more. So you're spot on. Like, even if me sitting here in the College Football Hall of Fame for the last 3 days, going on four, and talking about football, and again, Peter Burns pointed out, like, we're talking about football this year. We're not talking conference expansion, NIL transfer, portal, TV contracts, grant of rights. We're not talking about any of that. What are we talking about this week? We are talking about football. We are talking about quarterbacks. We are talking about head coaches. We are talking about expectations. We are talking about records. We are talking about standings and finishes and championships and stats and numbers and yada, yada, yada. We're talking football this week. So to be able to spend the last 4 days doing that, and now sit here across in this mecca of college football and watch a giant screen TV that is doing nothing but showing the greatest memories in college football dating back to 1902, the first official on-the-record college football game, looking at a game in 1966 that is playing right now between Notre Dame and Michigan State, back when that rivalry was a true nationally respected rivalry. Now they're showing a game from 19-whatever it was when Richard Nixon was in office, of the President of the United States attending an Arkansas v. Texas game. 1971 now showing a Red River rivalry game. Like, to watch all of these clips run while I'm sitting in this college football mecca, dude, I don't know what to say. The game is special. It is, for me personally, a privilege and an honor to be placed into a spot where I get to do stuff like this and talk about stuff like this for a living, for the, you know, 7 to 9 people who are entertained by the show's entertainment. Like, this is just, I don't know how else to say this. In a sentence that I only ever say to my wife, that I will now say on the radio, Lonzo, I'm in the mood.
I think we all are. I think we're all right there, and football's back.
Is it weird to say, because it's been a long time since Ohio State claimed the national championship back in the early portion of this year? It's been, I believe, 7 years since that national championship game that Ohio State won this year. Is it weird to me to say, great one, that as many weeks as we have waited, as many months as we have waited from then till now, now that we're here, now that we're doing this, now that we're talking football, now that we're at a conference media day, we've been interviewing players, coaches, talking heads, analysts, whatever. Now that we have gone through all this, now that I'm watching Lindsey Scott run, Lindsey run, Lindsey Scott, Lindsey Scott, Lindsey Scott on the TV now, Is it weird that I am afraid that the next 40-whatever days, 45 days, are going to be the longest 45 days of the year? Because, like, I'm in football mode now, man. Like, we're talking football, we're watching football, we're at a college football mecca, I've been talking to coaches and players and talking heads, and, like, I'm in football mode, and we do still have 40-some-odd days until we get the season kicked off.
But you're looking at it wrong here, because next week you'll be at ACC Media Days.
Yep. Yep,
and
yep.
Then we're, what, 2 weeks away from an NFL preseason game. So you got to go week at a time here. It's not 45 days.
For the record, Lonzo, not next week at ACC Media Days will we be 2 weeks away. We're 2 weeks away today.
Right. So
the NFL Hall of Fame game is 2 weeks away today. 2 weeks from next week is NFL preseason week one when everybody is going to be on the gridiron. But we're 2 weeks away from a preseason game. And again, it's just preseason, but like I'm not a big salad, like a house salad
preseason
guy.
Preseason at the Hall of Fame, though.
I know. Listen, preseason NFL football and NFL football. But as a dude who, and I guess this is one of the spots where I will say that those of you who don't, you love football, but maybe you don't love the game of football. You love football, the entertainment, the playing, the scores, the touchdowns, the interceptions, the bands, the cheerleaders, all that's great. I love football. I love the game. I like looking at and breaking down. I'm going to bring back the film study this year that I was doing a couple of years ago where I was pulling 2-3 plays from every game and putting up clips. I'm going to bring that back this year because I love football. I love blocking schemes, man. I love breaking down why a team switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3. I love watching like Florida State's moving to a 3-3-5 defense as their base this year. They've never done that before. Are you kidding me? I can't wait to see what that looks like. Are they forced to shift? Can quarterbacks in the ACC that have mobility take advantage of having more defenders back than up? Like, I love the game of football. So I love the Hall of Fame game. I love the entire NFL preseason because while a large chunk of the dudes that are going to be out there playing ball those next few weeks will not be on NFL rosters, I also get the opportunity to see what the depth looks like of these teams. You get the first look at whatever the new offenses of these teams are going to look like, how different guys on new teams are going to fit in, what new coordinators are going to be making what changes. Like, I love all of that. We are 2 weeks to the day away from the NFL Hall of Fame game. We are 3 weeks and 2 days away from the official kickoff of NFL preseason week number one. And we are less than 50 days away from the College Football Hall of Fame, the College Football Hall of Fame kickoff game between South Carolina and Virginia Tech here in Atlanta. And I am telling you, dude, like, I am just afraid that even with ACC Media Days next week, which are going to be great and I'm looking forward with it, I feel like the next 4 weeks of my life are going to be just tick tock, excruciating.
I have a solution for you. Go download the latest college football game.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, so
it didn't drop till I already left to camp to come here on Game Pass for everybody to get. I gotta tell you, that just might be the whole weekend.
There
I may
go.
Not do anything.
You know,
else.
play that every day, and it will help you get to where you need to get to.
That might just be all I do next week, honestly. I may download that game. I got Bet for the Cycle. Let's see, we got the show tomorrow morning. I got BetMGM tonight, tomorrow night. I got Bet for the Cycle on Saturday, and then I'm done broadcasting till Monday. When Bet for the Cycle goes off the air at 4 o'clock on Saturday, there's a very solid chance that your boy is going to sink back in the couch. I'm going to load up the beer fridge in the bro cave so I don't even have to walk to the kitchen. I'm going to put EA Sports College Football 26 on the Xbox. I'm going to remove my pants and perhaps not put them back on until Monday morning at 4 o'clock when I got to get ready to go to work. I think Zoe, you're a genius. That might be the play. Don't call me on Sunday, people. I'm busy. I'm doing nothing but playing college football on the Xbox. All right. We got a few more things that I would like to get to. Greg Sankey was on the SEC Network's SEC This Morning with Chris Doering and Peter Burns, buddy of the show, Peter Burns, yesterday. And Sankey had a comment that I think kind of solidifies something that I have been saying for a couple of years now. And it's interesting because it acknowledges that Greg Sankey knows that what I've been saying for the past year and a half is true. The question mark, is he going to act like it is true? Because how he acts is going to have an impact on everybody. I'm going to play you some audio from Greg Sankey when we come back. We'll react to it. Final segment of the show today. We are going to take one more look up and down everything that has happened, everything that will happen, give you some final thoughts from SEC Media Days as a special edition of the Rob Brown Show presented by Ingles rolls on live at the College Football Hall of Fame. This is the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate live from the College Football Hall of Fame here in Atlanta, Georgia, site of this year's 2025 Southeastern Conference.
Now everyone's wondering why you said you got Superman, because I turned you up because, I mean, that's
beautiful.
You know.
If you go to Spotify, James Gunn's Superman, like James Gunn curated his own playlist for the movie. And apparently, if you go to Spotify and pull that playlist up, you get, like, there's different pictures. So a random character picture will pop up, and whoever you get, that's supposed to be representative of you, which usually that kind of stuff I don't care for, but it's the Superman movie, which was awesome, so I did. I went and pulled it up. I got Superman. Holla at your boy. Lonzo, who did you get?
Well, I got Lex Luthor. I don't know why.
About this show suddenly makes so much more sense.
By the way, I've listened to a good portion of each one of their playlists. You would love his
Guy Gardner's.
No,
it's amazing.
His ex girlfriend's.
Podcast. Yeah, I gotta go.
She's got a lot of Taylor Swift and you know, and artists like that. Yeah.
I mean, for the record, me too.
So. Lex Luthor is very disturbing, by the way.
I will have to listen to that one. That might be what I will listen to on the drive home. That might be the playlist to go to. Greg Sankey is the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference. You may have heard his name a couple of times so far over the past 4 days, I am sure. Well, Greg Sankey yesterday sat down with Buddy of the show, Peter Burns, and Chris Doering on the SEC This Morning show on the SEC Network. And Doering asked what I thought was an interesting question to present to who I think is the most powerful guy in college football that does not work for a television network. Because I do believe that there are a lot of dudes that work for TV networks that are ultimately more powerful than even Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti in the landscape of college football. But as far as the decision makers on the football side of the equation go, there are two. They are Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I think Greg Sankey is just a little bit more powerful than Tony Petitti just because of the fact that the Southeastern Conference just has more brands in it right now. We'll debate that later. I did want to play the question from Chris Doering and the conversation that ensued from Greg Sankey, because it kind of harkens to something that I have been talking about for a while now. And The good news out of this is at least it tells me that Greg Sankey is well aware of the landscape of college football at large. The question mark is, where does he go because of it? So that's Greg Sankey speaking on the SEC Network to Chris Doering and Peter Burns yesterday. And there's a couple of takeaways I had from that. The first is Greg Sankey repeatedly hammering home the phrase that it's a shared responsibility. And I agree with that. It is a shared responsibility. It is a shared responsibility between the conferences. It is a shared responsibility between the commissioners. It is a shared responsibility between the programs. It is a shared responsibility between the head coaches. It is a shared responsibility between the TV networks. It is a shared responsibility between everybody who has any level of control and authority within the college football landscape. Here is the problem. It is the problem that I have been detailing and highlighting for many, many moons at this point. The problem is that the concept of shared responsibility only works if everyone who shares the responsibility is sharing the responsibility. And if even one power decides that, no, we're not going to do that. Why would they do that? Because it is a wildly competitive landscape. Schools are not just competing with themselves and the other schools in their conferences. They're competing with every school everywhere. At the end of the day, there are finite resources to go around. As much as we throw the B word around, billions, there is still a finite amount of resources available to everyone in college football. Is there enough to go around where everybody could have an opportunity to play and succeed? Probably. Again, billions. Problem is, the more you have, the more you get to do, the more you can do, the more you're capable of doing, the more you have, the more opportunity you can provide to your students, to your players, to yourselves. Therefore, everybody's fighting for themselves. And that starts at the schools. This is why I pointed out back a couple of, weeks, maybe months ago at this point, that when the College Sports Commission was allegedly floating a document, they were going to ask every school in the Power Four, quote unquote, to sign. That said, we will respect the authority of the College Sports Commission. We will not file lawsuits against the College Sports Commission. If we have a grievance, we will bring it to mediation, and then we will abide by whatever is decided in a mediation arrangement, a compromise every time. I pointed out that I don't know if that's going to work. And I don't know if it's going to work because, number one, I just don't see a way, and I'm not an attorney, and I stayed in a La Quinta last night, not a Holiday Inn Express, so I'm kind of a big dummy. But I don't know how that's enforceable. Right? Like, you're not a governmental entity. Your decree by proxy is not law. And unless they find a way to draw up a legal contract, which from the conversations I've had with people, remember, 3 weeks ago, we had multiple sports attorneys on over the course of a day to talk about the House v. NCAA settlement, right? Like, when that settlement dropped, we had, I think, 4, 5, or 6 attorneys, lawyers, agents, NIL clearinghouse people, whatever, join the show to kind of break it down and talk about it. And I asked all of them, some of them on the air, some of them off the air, because that was about the time the concept of the document was being floated. I said, is this something that can work? And the ones that had an answer said, I don't see how this is enforceable. I mean, you can get the schools to sign it, but it's like many other contracts in that signing the thing doesn't mean that it is so well put together and enforceable that if the thing is broken, there is definitely a win in there for you. So Greg Sankey says it's shared responsibility, and he did acknowledge that the big problem with it being a shared responsibility is very simply the fact that it is also a wildly competitive market with finite resources, and everybody is competing against everybody for every single dollar, meaning it is advantageous not to be cooperative. It is advantageous not to pick up your portion of the shared responsibility. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It is advantageous to not do that and to go get what you can. And the problem that I have here is something else Greg Sankey said a number of weeks ago. And again, I don't fault Greg Sankey for any of this because at the end of the day, Greg Sankey's job is the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, not the commissioner of college football, not the commissioner of sports, not the commissioner of anything other than the Southeastern Conference. He has one job and one job alone. And that one job and one job alone is to make the SEC as powerful and as profitable as he can. So it's fine. They're going to land grab. They're going to pick up the crown jewels. Like I said, when Florida State and Clemson get to 2031 and the ACC buyout drops down to the lowest it's going to be until 2036 when they can just leave, you better bet your Rudy Patootie that the Big Ten and the SEC are going to decide which of the ACC schools they want. Florida State, Clemson, Miami, North Carolina, Duke are probably the top five, maybe Louisville. They're going to look at those schools, they're going to decide who they want, and they're going to put a bunch of money out there, and it's going to kill the ACC. This is why I've said, like, Greg Sankey is right. College football would be at its best if everybody in college football looked out for college football first and then themselves. If they looked out for the good of the game and then the good of their program or their conference or their whatever, their TV network, whatever. College football would be the greatest sport on planet Earth. But they don't. Everybody's looking out for them. The TV network guys, who I do believe are the most powerful entity in this entire conversation, they're looking out for what's best for the TV network. Greg Sankey, Tony Petitti, they're not looking out for what's best with college football. They're looking out for what's best for the SEC and the Big Ten. The schools, the athletic directors and the presidents and the chancellors and all these people that are decision makers at the schools, they're not looking out for the betterment of college football. They're looking out for the betterment of their schools, just like we do as our fans. We don't care if something happens that hurts our rival and helps us. We only care that something happens that helps us. So here's the reality of all of this. I believe it is an inevitability that we will have two super conferences. Sankey's words, not mine. That everybody that is a recognizable brand in college football will play under either the Big Ten banner or under the SEC banner. There will be no other banners unless they are at a different level of football. Now, maybe the SEC and the Big Ten and the networks go, you know what, we're going to let everybody else form a third conference, the EEC, the everybody else conference, and I do think that that is the most likely outcome. But there is also the other outcome, which is the SEC and the Big Ten have so much money and so much of the brand that they build their own thing. And their big thing is propped up by the big TV networks, and it's primary college football. And then everybody else just kind of does their own thing at a lower level, right? There will be no promotion relegation. You can go from Division II to Division I. That's not going to be a thing. That doesn't work in American sports. It does work in sports. We just don't accept it, right? So there's none of that. We're going to have two levels of college football. You're going to have the opportunity to tune in if you were the fan of a Wake Forest. You're going to have the opportunity to tune in and watch Wake Forest play football on the CW. And Clemson fans and Florida State fans are going to wake up and watch their teams play on ABC and ESPN and Disney and Fox because that's where all that money lies. Greg Sankey's right. It is a shared responsibility across every authority entity in college football. The problem is nobody acts like it. And if nobody acts like it, it's just going to continue to get weirder as we go. Let's take a break. Back after this, we wrap up our final day of broadcasting live at the SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia. A very special edition of the Rob Brown Show presented by Ingles is live on the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wrapping up the final edition of the Rob Brown Show live at SEC Media Days here in lovely Atlanta, Georgia. What a week we had this week. It has been phenomenal. Again, thank you to our friends at Ingles for being our presenting sponsor and making sure we were able to be here. Thanks to the powers that be back at Odyssey for signing off when I pitched them the idea to be here a number of weeks ago. So glad they said yes. Thanks to the Southeastern Conference for putting on what has been a spectacular event. They have been so open with the access. They have been more than gracious with the resources they have provided to us, with the food, with the drink, with the access to coaches and players, with the constant stream of sound and video that they have given. They have been absolutely spectacular. And thanks to the College Football Hall of Fame for being incredible host this week. This place is, I don't know how else to put it. And again, I try not to be too cliche, too corny, whatever, but keeping it a buck with you here, this place is special. The College Football Hall of Fame, I didn't know what to expect because I really didn't know anything about it other than A, it was here, and B, they had a big wall of helmets in the rotunda when you first walk in. Like, that was the extent of my knowledge, which I'm ashamed to say as a college football fan, but I just didn't know much about it. When you walk into this place, especially the upstairs portion, when you first walk into the rotunda, you go up a flight of stairs or an escalator to get to the upstairs portion first. Floor two is where most of the exhibits are. And when you turn the corner, the very first thing you see, and I'll put a picture of this up on our social media coming up here after the show. The very first thing that you see when you turn the corner to walk into the upstairs exhibits of the College Football Hall of Fame is a trophy case. It's like a trophy case, a glass case, and inside of that is one of every trophy they hand out in college football, including a national championship trophy. To the left of that, or excuse me, to the right of that, left as I'm looking at it right when you walk in, they have, and by the way, they have the old championships, like the crystal ball up on the stand. They got the BCS championship. They have, it's just all of them, and it's just spectacular to look at because every one of those trophies triggers some sort of memory, right? You think of a guy from your team that won that, or that time that your coach picked that crystal ball up off the stand, or held up that glorified bank pen holder that is the current College Football National Championship trophy. Off to the right of that is a smaller trophy case, Lonzo, that has a congratulatory note and merch, gear, whatever, from Ohio State's most recent national championship win. They have a they got a jersey in there. They have got gloves, like stuff worn in the game. And then to the left of that initial big display cabinet is a congratulations to last year's Heisman Trophy winner, Travis Hunter. And it's got a game-worn jersey and his gloves and a pair of his socks all game-worn. Like, it's
I wonder
just
what happens
cool.
with that from year to year. They're moved to another case, apparently, probably.
I don't know is the answer. Now, here's what I did learn. And let me tell you why I know that, like, we're big because we're here. Not everybody got approved to be here. We're big enough because we're here. But I know we're not, like, big boat in the broadcasting world yet. We're working on it. We're getting there day by day. But I know we're not big boat because I found out yesterday, and I'm ashamed it took me till yesterday afternoon to find it, because had I known this Monday, I would have been on a three-day butt-kissing extravaganza. Apparently, they have a vault here. Like an out of the public eye. It's kind of like Joe Burrow with his fossils, right? Like they have a secret library of stuff that only people like Joey B got to go see some of the fossils they don't display for the public at the museum. They have a vault here somewhere, and I don't know where it is because I'm going to keep it a buck. I will spend some time today looking for it and seeing if I can get access somehow. All right, I don't know if it's going to be kissing the booty of the president of the College Football Hall of Fame, who I've had a number of conversations with this week. She's been great. I don't know if it's going to be like trying to attach myself to a VIP party of coaches and players who get to go. I don't know what it's going to take. And I doubt it's even going to happen because I assume that thing is like bank vault secure. But apparently, they have a vault that is not open for the public that you can go to, that VIPs get to go to, and they've got like years and years, decades and decades of memorabilia from over the years of college football that only the elite get to go back there and see. It may not be today. I don't know what it's going to take. There's a list of stuff that I have put down as like the reasons that, because I don't make a secret about it. Your boy's trying to get rich and famous. I would love to be at the top of the game. And there's a list of reasons. Number one is I'd like to be rich. Number two, though, is like it starts this list of things that once you're at the top level of broadcasting, open for you. I want to go to an NBA playoff game and sit on the sideline. I want to take my mom to an NBA playoff game. That's like a life goal of hers. I want to stand on more fields during national championship games. I want to do all these things. And I've just added to the bottom of that list of running reasons that I am trying to make it in the game and put this place on the map as a nationally recognized outlet. Is because I've got to figure out how the hell I'm going to get access to the behind-the-scenes vault at the College Football Hall of Fame and just rummage through the files to see what they got.
Dude, you've been networking all week. Some of your boys in there have probably got access, or do none of them have access?
Oh, listen, you better believe that when we get done, because the SEC Network's taking their stuff all the way till 5 o'clock, you better believe when I get the chance, I'm going to go find Buddy of the show, Peter Burns, Buddy of the show, Benjamin Watson. I'm going to go find the couple of production folks from ESPN that I've been chatting with the last 4 days, and I'm going to go, listen, if you guys end up getting an opportunity, because I do know that ESPN did a segment on it a couple of days ago. I didn't see it, but apparently they did a segment on it. I think Ryan McGee did it. If I find out that anybody is getting
a tour
of the vault
today, guy. He was
only here one day.
I was going to say, and he owes you.
He does.
That was your in.
Yeah, he does. So, I mean, if he shows back up, my understanding is he and Marty are not back here. They were just here for the one day putting some features together. If he shows up, if I go talk to the production folks or Ben Watson or Peter Burns, buddies of the show, and they're getting the tour, if I find anybody here that is going on that tour today, I don't know what it's going to cost me to make it happen. But I will owe somebody a Godfather-style favor when that's all said and done. We'll see. All right, let's kind of revisit what this week was. Let's kind of revisit what we got accomplished here. It was a fantastic weekend at the SEC, at the SEC Media Days. We opened up with the South Carolina Gamecocks on Monday. A couple of observations that I gave you then, I'll reiterate them now on the way out the door to wrap up the show. DQ Smith is an absolute man. That dude is thick with multiple C's on the end of it. Nick Barnett is a football guy. There is no off switch to football. He is only football all the time. A couple of veterans on the defense. Lenore Sellers was an absolute rock star in this place. And I don't like to use that term very regularly because, like that weird commercial that Alice Cooper was in, I think we overuse that term sometimes. Absolute rock star. By that, I mean every time Lenore Sellers moved from position to position, from spot to spot, every time he moved from spot to spot, there was just a gaggle of dudes and gals following him around, asking questions, getting video, whatever. Absolute rock star. He is special at this event. Not because of the talent level, which we all know is ridiculous. And I suspect that the very few folks around here who have asked questions about Lenore Sellers this year are going to have those questions answered, because I do think that the guy is just that talented and that well put together mentally. I think he's going to be fine. But he's the outlier in this conference because, as I talked about earlier in the show, when I gave you my projected order of finish, if you didn't see them, I posted it yesterday. I voted on the projected order of finish as part of the media conglomerate. I posted it on our Facebook and Twitter pages yesterday at the Fan Upstate. Go check it out. Tell me where I'm right and wrong. When I was putting the list together yesterday of the projected order of finish, I came to the realization that there's two top teams, Texas and Georgia, and they ain't separated from the next few teams by very much. Then 3 through 11, I think, are a bunch of teams. South Carolina's in that group. Florida's in that group. LSU's in that group. Texas A&M's in that group. A group of schools that could finish in any order, top to bottom, bottom to top. And I think South Carolina's in that mix, but the one thing that they have going for them is a lot of those other schools, quarterback question marks. Ty Simpson at Alabama, big question mark. There's Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, question mark. A lot of these schools have question marks at the most important position on the field. South Carolina is one of the few that there's not a question mark. They know they got their dude. They know they got their coach. Lost a lot of experience, a lot of talent, but they have a lot of experience coming back. That's why I've got them finishing fourth in this conference. It has been a great week. I'll be back tomorrow in studio. We will break a lot more of it down. Thank you all for riding with us all week long. It's been fantastic.
But wait, we're not done, because it's time to find out. Rob's been very busy. Does he know why these things are Xing? The first thing that's Xing, let's go with the controversial one right away, is Portnoy.
Dave Portnoy is the president, CEO, whatever, of Barstool Sports. And I know why he is trending. He is trending because apparently Fox is trying to find their equivalent of Pat McAfee, and they think that Dave Portnoy is going to be it. They are apparently in the process of signing a contract worth tens, if not $100+ million, to incorporate Barstool into the Fox product. That would include putting Dave Portnoy on the, I guess, the Big Noon Kickoff show as the answer to Pat McAfee. Listen, I'm not trying to start anything. I don't want to start anything. I have no interest in starting anything. I'm not a poor, like, he's just not my guy. He's just not for me. There's stuff in the background that I'm not even going to get into. Just as a broadcast talent, I think he's just one of these dudes that has nothing to him other than agitate, poke the bear. I don't think he adds anything. Listen, you're never beating game day, but if you think the answer to beating McAfee on game day is Dave Portnoy, Big Noon Saturday is going to continue to be the B show that it is.
All right, so Urban Meyer versus Portnoy, if they get in a fist fight, who you got?
Preferably like a sinkhole to open up. Mother Nature is my pick.
My money's on Urban, by the way.
You might be right.
Yeah. All right. The next thing that's Xing is Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis Xing because Shane Gillis was the host of the ESPYs last night. Shane Gillis is kind of a guy
one particular reason why.
Was it the Caitlin Clark joke?
No, it was the WNBA.
I didn't watch it. For the record, I am. Tell me what he said.
So he pointed out, and I'm paraphrasing. He pointed out a lady in the audience and said she was like a four-time WNBA All-Star and a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
And then he said, "Oh, by the way, I'm joking. That's just my friend's wife." And you all applauded for it to point out that none of them knew that she wasn't in the WNBA.
Yeah, there was a another one, I think like a year ago, 2 years ago, that Colin Jost on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update said, no, it was Michael Che, because Che's been doing WNBA jokes for years, and Che did a joke where he said, The New York Liberty have just won the WNBA championship, and like the audience started clapping and going wild, like, hell yeah, we did it. And then as soon as they die down, he goes, no, they didn't. The Las Vegas Aces just won it yesterday. You're all making my point that nobody watches. Listen, I'm a Stan, I'm a fan. I will continue to advocate, talk about, discuss, and help promote the WNBA because I do think it will be one day a successful program. But I also heard yesterday, and I don't remember which player it was. There was a player yesterday in the All-Star game who was like, you know, this is just proof they got to pay us more. Like, we need to be making more money. And it's like, that league loses $40 million a year. I want it to be good. I want it to get to where it is a profitable endeavor that is no longer subsidized by the NBA because I think the women and the athletes deserve it. But the problem is when you come out and say stuff like that, oh, we should be paid millions more, when you're getting nothing out of the deal. Like, you're making people who don't like you not like you more.
All right, let's go out on a big note for you. The last thing that's texting is Charlotte FC.
Charlotte FC is going to be hosting next year's MLS All-Star Game at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. You soccer heads, I'm letting you know right now, I'm not going on a press pass to that game. Your boy's going on a ticket to that game because the tailgating in Charlotte around Charlotte FC is absolute world-class elite. It is going to be awesome. Can't wait to be up in Charlotte for the next MLS All-Star Game. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. I say sincerely, to those of you that have been listening the last 4 days, thank you for being a part of it. I want to say thank you to the Southeastern Conference for the event. I want to say thank you to the College Football Hall of Fame for being incredible hosts this week. I want to say thank you to everybody that has been working this event for making it go as smoothly as it has gone. I want to say, obviously, a very special thank you to our sponsors at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, love Ingles. Thank you for getting us here. I want to say thanks to all of you one more time for being a part of the show. Back in studio tomorrow. We'll be in studio Friday, Monday. ACC Media Days next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Have a great rest of your day. Don't drink or drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.